We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
I mean, I'm famous in the way that the mailman of the month is famous.
I'm a Hillman Morning Show fan.
The virtually indestructible Lyndon Byers on sports.
I think I may have him on some length.
But you're making my point.
You're making my point.
All right, let's get on point.
Sorry, you losers.
This old hockey player.
I love the haters.
First degree pranic healer.
Oh my God, I'm so blessed and lucky.
Danielle Murr.
Can't wait to get some of that tea.
Daddy wants you to wear glasses more often.
Can we have 1 month where I don't sound like a complete hoe to my mother,
nope.
Shoe?
No.
And first degree chronic smoker, Mike Shue.
I stand on a magical cloud, Greg. Surrounded by flying saucers and rainbows.
The smell of marijuana was strong.
That makes me sleepy.
He's dealing with the comic book community, and we're a rough bunch.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
We are the aliens.
They probably just look like uglier versions of humans, if that's possible.
Yeah, I think as we've learned, facts are not really that important anymore.
I'm not here to be liked. I'll be respected, though.
I'll just say this. As bad as it is, I'm having a good time.
No, man. Good to see you, buddy. Say hi to everyone back in Boston for me.
Everybody.
Hi.
Through rain or sleet or snow we go.
Woo.
It's not so bad out there. I was worried. I mean, in some areas there's some ice. When I first started out this morning in Stowe 5-0, it was a little bit icy, but as soon as I crossed the line into Wayland or some such, everything was a-okay. So
wear your galoshes.
Yeah,
I was stupid enough to walk outside in my sneakers, which are not waterproof.
Did you take a tumble?
I did not take a tumble, but my feet are soaked.
Your feet are wet?
Yeah, you know, Holliston is just complete slush.
Yeah.
It's just a mess.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would say I ran into a bunch of a lot of puddling and ponding, as they say on the roadways this morning, but it is 6:02, and if you would like to join us anytime over the next 4 hours in the aftermath of winter storm, February storm, Febpocalypse 2019, then you could do so on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-WAAF. That's 617-764-9223. Or you could text us on the text line, which is 97107. And just to make things interesting, it's actually going to warm up today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this afternoon, maybe up close to 50.
Yeah.
So everything, worry about shoveling. Yeah. Luckily, I mean, I feel bad for Mrs. Hill. She had to get out there with a snowblower last night at about 9 o'clock
what?
And take care of the driveway and the walkways. And she didn't need to do that because it's all going to melt later on. But good.
Is that the deal? I go out and provide for the family and you have to snowblow?
Yeah, she likes snowblowing.
Really?
I think. I don't know.
I was going to say, you don't hire a guy?
Didn't she build a new the back porch or steps at the house on the beach in Maine?
Yeah.
No, she actually did them.
No, she doesn't do the. Oh. She didn't actually do the.
She's not an official contractor.
Yeah, no. She's not a mason.
No. Oh. Here's a 978 text in which this person says they took a Pasternak in their driveway this morning.
Oh no. Come on.
Like, can we cancel all Boston Bruin client-related celebration functions after what happened to Pasta. Let's, I think we should put those off until the end of the season. Let's celebrate with, yeah. I'm guessing, adult beverages at the end of the NHL season, not in the middle of it.
It happens.
Yes. Hey, if anybody knows, you know.
Hey, Denton Hunt. No, listen, that never happened to me ever. One of our buddies, I don't want to send him down the river. One of our buddies might have been a little pickled and stepped off a curb and snapped an ankle.
Oh, was that Byron Defoe, if I remember correctly?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Way closer.
Bob Swoop Sweeney. Okay. I think that, based on your expression, I think.
No.
Okay. All right.
Well, I love you, Swooper.
Anyway, be careful
out
there.
I love Newport.
Yes, you do.
Be careful out there because there are a lot of accidents this morning, and especially on the Pike between Westboro and the New York border, where the speed limit has been reduced to 40 miles an hour, and there are a couple multi-car crashes out that way early this morning. On the show today at 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back, so you can leave one of those right now on any topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. All you have to do is pick a topic from the vast array of things that are on all of our minds today and leave a Hillmail voicemail message about it, and we will play your Hillmail voicemail messages coming up at 8. And then at 8:35, your opportunity to get your legal question answered for free. It's been a while, but it's Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer at 8:35 this morning. So,
excellent.
If there is some sort of a question that you have been wondering about, wanting to ask an attorney about, you can do so on the Schneid, no charge, no billable moments or hours when Larry the Lawyer gets here at 8:35 on today's show. By the way, today is National Cheddar Day.
Oh, really?
I don't know where you stand and if it's even possible in the time that we have allotted right now to determine what the single greatest cheese in the history of dairy products is. But I put cheddar up there.
Yeah.
Cheddar is not the tippity top for me.
But you use it on everything. Cheddar's your go-to for everything.
Very versatile, yes.
Right?
I think a lot of people would say that on a cheese bugger, that they would say cheddar is the best cheese on a cheeseburger.
Yep. Agreed.
I think a lot of people might say in a grilled cheese that cheddar is the most flavorful. Now, as you know, I'm partial to the goat. Not my bestie, but the goat cheese.
Yes,
I like
it fried.
I like the fried goat cheese ball in a salad or such, and I eat all of the fried goat cheese and none of the salad.
Mm-hmm.
But and then you know, I guess it really depends kind of what your mood is. I mean, don't discard the Parmesan and the importance of that when you're having spaghetti or, some kind of a pasta dish or something
like that. Or breading chicken cutlets. Always nice to throw a little parm in with the breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Gives you a little extra umami.
Mm. Here's a text. I can't believe this texter is saying this. This drives me nuts when people say this. This texter only likes American cheese on their cheeseburgers.
That's fine.
GTFO.
That's fine.
I'm not an American.
It's like people freak out because I use Velveeta for my mac and cheese.
Right.
Like I don't use the powdered crap with a little bit of non-fat milk. I just grab a big slab of Velveeta.
Mm-hmm. Chew, what do you got for your top cheese?
I like the stinky cheeses.
Oh, you do?
You know, the blue.
Oh,
the blue cheese. I love the blue cheese. Yeah. I like a nice gooey brie.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. And I don't mind American cheese. I like American cheese on my burger.
I don't mind it at all. I think, to be honest, one of the best burgers I've ever had was when Michael Schlau came in and did the blue cheese burger.
Yeah.
In the studio for us.
And this, a lot of texters are correcting on the cheeseburger and suggesting that Swiss is the very best cheese for
Swiss is a great cheeseburger.
Swiss is good when you got mushrooms. That mushroom-Swiss combination.
Yeah. Yes.
Good point. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah.
I like a good Swiss and ham sandwich.
Yes, sure. It's very good with ham.
Yeah,
it's
very good with ham.
I agree.
All right, well, if there was something that was never in doubt, it is that on this show, we can eat up a good 10 to 15 minutes talking about food. Always. For sure. It is National Cheddar Day. That means great. Now you have to have cheddar cheese with whatever you're having for lunch today. It is 6:09, and coming up in just a moment during Maine, the way life shouldn't be, a thief in my adopted home state learns why you should not rob a bank during total and utter whiteout conditions.
Oh.
Also coming up, is it irony or coincidence if there is a local fire station that is on fire this morning? we will get to that. And, where's Monkey? Grab the white helmet. I may have to head as an honorary member of the Professional Firefighters Union of Massachusetts. I may need to head to this local town and see if they need any help. So we'll get to all of that and today's news coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I heard some nightmare stories of the 2.5 to 3 hour commute from here in the city.
Yeah.
To the suburbs last night.
Oh, good.
By the way, it wasn't night. It was like afternoon. People thought they were doing themselves a favor, as LB would say, and getting out of town early, and it didn't work. But it seems like at 6:19, it is not going to be a horrendous drive this morning. There are some accidents, especially way west of here in Brighton. If you're out on the Pike, in the area past Westboro, they've slowed the Pike down to 40 miles per hour max. That is about a 50-mile reduction in the normal speed that is driven on the Massachusetts Turnpike.
That's
so
right.
We're talking about 40 miles per hour Westboro out to the New York border and elsewhere. It's really just wet roads that you're going to have to deal with and a lot of puddling and ponding on the roadways. Today's weather is brought to you by the Progressive Insurance New England Boat Show, and it's actually going to warm up to maybe close to 50 today, so that means more melting. And then it'll all freeze tonight.
Yay!
Tomorrow will be miserable, but not a bad day on the way today, and it is 37 right now here in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts. Come see what's making waves for 2019 at the Progressive Insurance New England Boat Show, presented by West Marine now through February 17th at the Boston Convention and Events Center. Tickets and show details at newenglandboatshow.com. Let's see. Here's a 781 text that says, yesterday, Arlington to Walpole, 2.5 hours.
Oh,
miserable.
God.
I'm so sorry.
Miserable. Yeah. Hopefully we won't have to deal with that again this winter, but I won't say that so that I don't jinx anything.
I really need to know if you figured out what that condiment was that you Instagrammed yesterday, because I'm very curious.
Oh, well, first of all, here I was thinking yesterday that there was not a sauce in this great world of ours that I, as the Czar of Sauce, was not familiar with. And aren't I at the Shaw's in Stowe picking up some groceries? You know, I do all the grocery shopping for myself. And I go by this section, and I see this this Heinz sauce. And immediately, my interest is piqued, and I have no idea what it is. So I shared it on the Instagram, and it turns out that Heinz salad cream, which is the name of the sauce.
Please don't ever say that again. Thank you.
Hold on a second. I need to introduce this information in the right way. Hold on a second.
It turns out that
Heinz salad cream is a British sauce.
And that's why the name is so disgusting,
yeah,
right?
So, I guess the Brits use it. It was created during World War II or something when they had some kind of an egg shortage or something along.
Oh, God.
And so it is, not only is it used on salads, but it can be used on, I was told, on sandwiches.
I'm surprised I've never had it. My mom was English.
Yeah.
So if there was an egg shortage, what did they use?
I don't think you want to know.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Yes. So I am going to... Well, the first thing that shocked me was that Shaw's in Stowe has a British food section.
Yeah.
That was the first thing that shocked me.
What were they, like crumpets, tea, and salad cream?
They had like some... something that people were saying, the other thing that was shocking is how many Brits or expat Brits I have on Instagram, because they were all sending over the Union Jack flag with emoji with their responses.
Gotcha.
But they had some like syrup stuff or something that you put on Oatsies.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what Oatsies are.
Melba toast, Marmite.
Yeah. So.
Which tastes like poop.
I'm thinking that I may get some later on and bring it with me to the casino tomorrow so we can try it on the show on Friday morning.
Okay.
And we'll see how we'll see how salad cream tastes. Yes, Danielle.
If that winds up in my room, we're going to have a problem. I'm just letting you know now.
Imagine if anyone arrives at the broadcast on Friday morning covered in salad cream.
Oh, we'll know.
We'll know
if I had to put money on it.
We'll know.
Oh, yay!
Salad cream!
All right.
Oh, man.
A texter. Now, several texters are comparing it to Miracle Whip. And, that comparison was made on Instagram, and the Brits were saying it's not really anything like Miracle Whip. It's not similar. It's not dissimilar to mayonnaise, but it's not exactly like mayonnaise or Miracle Whip.
Right.
So yes.
I feel like it looks like a thick Hilltop Steakhouse salad dressing. Do you remember the yellow Hilltop Steakhouse salad dressing?
It looks
like that, only thicker.
It looks a little... If you look at it on my Instagram, it looks a little bit like honey mustard from the outside. But,
okay,
but I don't think it tastes anything like that. So, all right. Well, anyway, if you want to check out the salad cream and be disgusted, you can follow me on Instagram, GregHill107. Give me the follow. I think I've made it clear, and I mean no disrespect when it comes to this, but I only follow Smokes Back on Instagram. And I do a quick search. I don't follow any Smokes Back who appear in their photos that they have a significant other, because that's creepy.
Yeah.
But the rest of you...
if he's bigger than you, you get your ass handed to you.
Of course I'll be. Well, I'm a man with glasses. The guy can't do anything to me. He can't hit a guy with glasses. But follow. Give me the follow on Instagram, GregHill107, especially since we're headed to the casino tomorrow to celebrate Valentine's Day out at the new MGM Casino in Springfield. And I will have... I'll share lots of videos of the unicorn covered in salad cream and we're we've got the Uptalker and Natalie the Uptalker coming with us, and we're gonna do. Maybe we'll see if there's a spot out there at the casino to do some salad cream wrestling with the unicorn.
Oh dear.
And,
oh dear.
Here's a text asking if it was 75% off. I know it's quite a deal though. I mean, if it was 75% off, I would have purchased it certainly.
Greg bought them all just because it was on sale because he's cheap.
I don't know about stuff in a grocery store that has clearance. Stickered
no,
all
you
over
don't want to
it.
Buy. Yeah, no, you don't.
Well, you know how Americans are about fuzzy foreigners. So you got to do the discount, otherwise, they're not going to take a shot. Ooh, what's Yorkshire pudding? Ooh,
here's a 77. Here's a 774 text that says, "I was born in Wales." Hold on, I need the time we mention England, I need the music.
I'm sorry.
I was born in Wales. You're so slow over there. And we put it on everything. Chicken, salad.
Nice.
And sandwiches. Oh, so you put it on chicken.
Yeah, interesting. Like it's a spread, too.
Interesting, yeah. Yeah, it's not only a sauce, it's a condiment, and it's also a spread.
It's so versatile. Yeah, who knew? It's salad cream for the win. Cream.
Here's somebody who says, 978 text from a Brit, who says, "We use salad cream in a macaroni salad or a potato salad."
I could see that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I'll tell you what.
If the whole country loves it, you're going to put it on everything. It's like ketchup.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. The whole country of Australia likes Vegemite, and that's not really good.
I am going to, I'll bring a bottle or two out to the broadcast. So Friday show, just a quick update. We're taking a bunch of listeners to the new MGM Casino tomorrow. Our Lonely Hearts Club of single listeners heading out there, and we're going to take everybody to dinner at Chandler's Steakhouse, and then we're going to go to the Lala's Burlesque show. I had a last-minute request from a friend of the show that she could tag along, and I think Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid wants to come out. And so we're going to have a whole bunch of people out there with us on Thursday night.
So we're going to have pineapple pizza and salad cream at the broadcast. Because Kayla loves the pineapple pizza.
Okay, I didn't know what you meant there. Hello, Chad.
Hey, Ken.
What's up? What's up, Chad?
Sorry, my voice is a little scratchy. Still trying to get it back from the parade last week.
Yes, I know. A lot of people still trying to recover from the Super Bowl and the parade. Yes.
Most amazing event. That was awesome.
Yes.
I wanted to recommend a sauce to you, Greg. Sweet Baby Ray's makes a special sauce, almost like the Big Mac sauce.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Wait, Sweet Baby Ray's makes it, in addition to the barbecue sauce, they make a similar sauce to Mac sauce, like a special sauce. Okay.
Yeah, and they also make a buffalo wing sauce. It's actually pretty good. It's
really?
Creamy.
Yeah,
it's really good.
All right. It is 6:29, and it's time for the news. And the news this first hour on this show is brought to you by
Mount Sunapee. Make it a snow day at Mount Sunapee. It's the biggest mountain in your backyard. Buy online in advance at MountSunapee.com and save up to 25% off lift tickets. Mount Sunapee has over 250 acres of skiing in amazing conditions. Mount Sunapee is familiar, warm, and fun. Bring the family and have the best snow day ever. Get your lift tickets now at MountSunapee.com. We are Sunapee. Brought to you also this hour by MyPillow. We all know Hillman loves his MyPillows, and we know you will too. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WAAF to get 50% off the 4-pack special, 2 premium bed pillows, and 2 go anywhere travel pillows. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code WAAF to save.
Point of clarification to answer this 508 texter who says, "Greg, don't you follow local news smokes Natasha Verma and Katie Thompson, and don't they have significant others?" I want to clarify, it's okay to follow the local celebrity smokes if they listen to the show.
Right.
As a point of business interaction. So that's the only reason why I would follow.
Okay.
First of all, Katie, who is from my adopted home continent of Maine, it kills it on Instagram.
She does
a great job on the gram. Mm-hmm. And Natasha is on our show frequently, so I think it's okay.
Yeah.
What do you want to start with news-wise?
Let's talk about El Chapo.
Oh, yes.
Going to Supermax for the rest of his life. Jury is finding him guilty on all counts in his drug conspiracy and money laundering trial. U.S. Attorney Richard Donahue said the verdict will finally end his murderous ways. The jurors had been deliberating for 6 days. They combed through 200 hours of testimony, dozens of boxes of evidence, and they also asked quite a few questions. While they were debating and during the 3 months of testimony, Joaquin Guzman, which is El Chapo's real name, was extradited to the U.S. in 2017. He's going to be sentenced on the 25th.
Now, I would assume that he is immediately going to go to Supermax and find the Tilly of the Supermax, Escape at Thanamora, obscure reference here, so that he can try to make marvelous love to her and then find a way to be the only person to escape from Supermax.
I'm trying to help. I mean, I'm the one who went to the cops. No one came to ask me. That's all I've been doing is trying to help.
I don't think he'll be able to get out of Supermax.
No.
Nobody's been able to. No. I mean, maybe he has guys who have already started digging a tunnel from Mexico to Colorado, but it's going to take, I think that would take considerable time.
Obscure reference?
Obscure reference. Yes, LB.
Alcatraz.
Escape from Alcatraz. Mm. Mm. What about the Birdman of Alcatraz?
Yes.
The legendary Birdman of Alcatraz.
And then what's the other one with the, where he came out the poop pipe into the river? Stole the warden's book.
Shawshank.
Yeah, great film.
Remember when David Copperfield escaped from Alcatraz?
Obscure reference, Whitey Bulger was at Alcatraz.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, he was. Yes,
that's
he was.
Right.
Yes. All right. So El Chapo.
Yeah.
Life in prison. Mm-hmm. He's all done.
Yeah.
What else is going on today?
Well, like you mentioned earlier, not sure if it's irony or coincidence, but I'm leaning toward irony that the fire station in Mansfield caught on fire last night.
Oh.
Yeah. firefighters were coming back from a call about 11 p.m. last night. Smoke alarms were going off on the first floor. There were four firefighters.
So they had the batteries in place?
They did,
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
okay,
well, they changed them, you know, when we fell back in November. Yeah. It's when you got to change the batteries.
Yes.
There were four Jakes in the building at the time. Two were taken to the hospital to be checked out after they suffered from smoke inhalation. The damage is being assessed. The fire was contained to the first floor.
Somebody leave the chili on the stove when they responded to the call?
What happened over there? Can you not do that?
To the Mansfield Fire Department, if you need the assistance of an honorary member of the Professional Firefighters Union of Massachusetts, I'm right here. Got the white helmet in the truck and ready to respond in a moment's notice. What else, Danielle?
Well, we now know who the winner of the 2019 Westminster Dog Show is.
Oh.
Mm. We've got the call if you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Very dramatic.
I watched it.
Did you?
I love that.
You watch that every year, right?
I love that stuff.
Was it Jim Nance?
It wasn't Jim Nance doing the call.
Okay, all right.
You know, I love you all. Every one of you is best in show.
Yeah, the Wire Fox Terrier.
Wire Fox Terrier is king again.
The Wire Fox Terrier has won. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that there was a controversy because most of the viewers felt that the Dachshund, is that how you say that?
Dachshund.
The Dachshund should have been
the Dachshund, some people say.
LB says Dachshund.
Yeah, of course.
But the Dachshund should have been the winner?
They think the Dachshund, now I'm overthinking. The Dachshund.
Is that a hatchback?
Yeah, it is a hatchback. Aren't they all hatchbacks? Did they make anything besides hatchbacks?
Fast cars when you put a small block Hemi in them.
Oh, that sounds it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess people were saying that that dog was robbed.
Really?
Yeah, it was a long-haired one too. It was kind of cute looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's the Wire Fox Terrier. He won. He's got quite an impressive beard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a Wire Fox Terrier when I was younger. A friend of ours had to give it up. It was insane.
Really?
It was crazy.
Crazy?
Yeah. It was moody. It was it constantly bit my stepbrother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, it was just craziness.
All right, let's get to this.
And now,
his intentions go from creepy to pornographic.
The Hillman Morning Show presents...
I know you think you're some sort of smooth-talking ladies' man, but the truth is you are just pathetic and creepy.
How creepy is it?
Did he ever do this?
Let's talk about not porn being projected on my neighbor's garage. Oh, wait, that is porn being projected on my neighbor's garage. This happened in Virginia. Newport News, 41-year-old man facing criminal charges after he reportedly projected a porn onto the side of his garage door last Wednesday night. Police say they got a call about 7 p.m. from a concerned neighbor. When they arrived, they said there was a movie involving sexual activity showing on the garage door of the home. Yeah. They tried to serve the homeowner, Antonio Smallwood, with a summons, but he refused to sign it, so they arrested him and charged him with obscene sexual display.
Hold on.
Yes. Yes.
The man's last name is Smallwood.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes,
I think we understand what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So neighbors were understandably disturbed about this. We have reaction from one.
Very disappointing and very unbelievable that somebody would be that bold to show something like that, you know, openly in a family neighborhood with kids playing around.
Weren't your neighbors upset that you were showing the Westminster dog show on your garage big projection last night when the winner was announced?
You turn that down.
All right.
It had to be an old porn if he's projecting it.
Yeah. Well,
what was he showing? Insatiable with Marilyn Chambers or Behind the Green Door?
Ooh, great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Upside Down on the Table.
Captain Butts.
John Holmes.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe it's payback to the neighborhood for all the heat he takes about his name?
Maybe. Oh.
So he's like, you know what?
Maybe
okay.
It is.
Hey, right. Smallwood.
Yeah. Smallwood. What getting else any bigger?
What else is in the news?
Maine, the way life shouldn't be.
Oh.
In the news this morning. The would-be bank robber who slipped and fell on the ice, and that's why you don't rob a bank in Maine in the dead of winter. Jason McEnroe is his name. He's 37 years old. He robbed the Bangor Savings Bank
in
Portland? Waterville.
I thought it was in Portland.
Waterville.
Pretty sure it's in Portland, but it doesn't matter.
Waterville, 70 miles
that's
north of Portland in
says,
my story.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah, 70 miles north in Waterville.
Go ahead.
Same.
I read the same thing
So we tried to run away, but he slipped on a patch of ice and fell. Cop happened to be there when it happened. We've got sound from a Waterville police spokesperson.
He brandished a handgun that we later learned was a BB gun and demanded money. He escaped with an unknown amount of cash and fled east across Upper Main Street. Special Agent Lang obviously recognized the combination of a running person, money and gun, and realized that something was amiss and took Mr. McEnroe into custody.
Is that a series of emojis that pops into your head?
What, the running person?
Running guy,
and the gun,
and money.
And bag of cash.
A bag of cash.
He had a bag of cash all day. Bag of cash. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Was it a business or residence that he slipped in front of? Because those people should be sued or fined. They didn't shovel their sidewalks.
They didn't shovel their sidewalks. Don't forget to shovel your sidewalks this morning.
When he gets out of prison, he'll get a bag of cash.
And do not forget, because Nancy Know-It-All will fly into a rage, don't forget to clean every ounce of snow off your vehicle before you leave this morning.
Yes, please do.
And you were on the Twitter last night raging about people who don't have their headlights on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
When their snow was flying and the visibility was low and the sun was about to set, yes.
I mean, have you been named some kind of a special traffic deputy or something with the messages that you're constantly berating everybody about?
It's not that difficult. It's a flick of the wrist.
Well, it is an issue today, so because everything iced up in many areas last night, so do make sure that you're getting everything off the vehicle before you head out and get on the roads this morning. It is 6:40. Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
Coming up at 7, we'll get the sports from LB, and we'll get the latest on the injury to Pasta. Well, speaking of slipping and falling or whatever happened there, we'll get the latest on that. We'll get an update on the Sox and the Celtics and all that from LB and the sports. And then coming up at 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave one of those right now on the aftermath of the storm or on salad cream or on any other topic. And we will play your Hillmail voicemail messages back coming up at 8 this morning. Coming up on tomorrow's show, Stowe 5-0, at around 7:30, a brief look at some of the terrifying crimes that have been either walked in or called in to my hometown police department in Stowe. And then at 7:50 tomorrow, we will go inside the warped female brain. So if you are a man who is approaching Valentine's Day and finding yourself confused about what is happening up there in the mind of a woman that you care about, you can ask our own news lady, Nancy Know-It-All, to explain to you what is going on up there. That'll be tomorrow at 7:50. Now, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, we were discussing on the show that there is a there is now a controversy over where the very first pizzeria in the United States of America was.
Yes.
And we decided yesterday to get to the bottom of this. And so at 9:30 this morning, we are going to be joined by the world's foremost authority on pizza. Some of you may have previously felt that was me, but the world's foremost authority on pizza, a pizza historian, is going to join us at 9:35. This guy runs a pizza museum in Chicago. Bro trip. We'll get to the bottom of that at 9:30. The hour before that, 8:30, we are going to get all of your legal questions answered for free when Larry the lawyer is here with Ask an Attorney. So 8:30 this morning, if you have any questions for a lawyer and you don't want to pay, you'll get your questions answered for free by Larry the lawyer. Just a quick update on traffic and weather and the stuff that may or may not be important to you today. It looks like really the icy roadways are well west of the city. So the Pike speed limit is down to 40 anywhere from Westboro out to the New York border. Elsewhere, a lot of puddling and ponding on the roadways.
Yes.
So just be aware you might be cruising along normal speed and all of a sudden you've driven into like a lake-sized puddle. Be careful of that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Today's weather, it's actually going to warm up into the upper 40s, maybe even 50 today. So everything is going to melt, and that'll be a whole different thing that we have to deal with today. So
thank you for self-correcting on whole nother.
I was about to say whole nother, and I didn't want you to fly into a rage because I say whole nother.
Uh-oh.
So, all right. Here's a texter asking if it is Portnoy who's joining us as the world's foremost authority on pizza, and it's not. It should be, but this guy, what's this guy's name, Show? Do you know?
Peter Regas. Yes.
A pizza historian, world's foremost authority on pizza. And I believe when we did our best pizza in the North End food challenge on the show, the Pizzeria Regina people were claiming that New York's assertion that they are the home of the first pizzeria in the world was false, and was, if I remember correctly, they said that they disagreed with that. Correct.
Well, I think it was actually Parziali's.
Oh, it's Parziali's.
That said, their family opened up before the one in New York.
Correct.
So maybe we'll try to get them on the phone.
Well, yeah, and we'll have to ask the pizza historian.
Yeah.
About that.
We call Spaz.
No relation.
Yes. Oh. Yes, well, we'll have to look into that at 9:30 this morning.
So you've seen him on Jason Tatum all season or part of the season, but if you're fat or lazy, good news: Nike has finally released their self-lacing shoes, and you can now buy them in stores.
I don't need them because you know who ties my shoes
all
for
right,
me.
Yes, you're providing jobs.
I think it's well documented. One time, Monkey tied my shoes. All right. So the self-tying shoes are now available at retail.
Yes,
How much are those, babies?
Price tag is $350.
Oh.
It's got a motor embedded within the shoe, and you need to give them some time on a wireless charging pad every couple weeks. So I can see this is going to be a problem.
Another thing, yeah, I can't come to work because my sneakers aren't charged.
Right.
Yeah.
Good excuse.
So they'll be released to the public on Sunday.
Now, is it like an app on your phone, or do you just have like a, is it like a key fob? Because this is another set of keys I could lose. Like, I won't be able to won't be able to go where I'm going because I can't get the self-tying sneakers.
I hope it's not a button on a sneaker, because that really defeats the purpose.
It does. Yeah,
and if it's someone like me who bends over and sees stars while you're trying to tie your shoes.
They've already pulled that one off, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's an app, right?
It is. Yeah, it is controlled by your phone.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, all right.
Power laces, all right.
Nice.
Power lace.
Wow.
Well, it's like when people used to say, you know, everything that is on the Jetsons is someday going to be in use.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can say everything that you saw in Back to Future is now someday. Speaking of the Jetsons, I saw a thing in Germany.
Oh.
At an airport.
Yes.
They are about to introduce electric air taxis. So.
Oh, boy.
So this is like, what was that Bruce Willis movie where they were flying around in the cars all the time?
That was the Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Great movie.
So it's going to be like that, where if you need to go to a different terminal, you just hop in an air taxi, and they hover up and take you. I mean, would you be afraid to get in something like that? Or
in the airport, not so much. Not if it wasn't like super high up in the air, but like out in the field, I'm going to adopt the same approach that I do with iOS updates.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let a few other people crash that plane first, and then see how it goes.
Yeah.
Read the reviews, and then in about a year, I'll hop on.
So it's called, I guess, autonomous flying. And it's a two-seat, multi-rotor electric aircraft, and it flies autonomously. So you don't need a pilot. I don't think you have a stewardess. I mean, it's a short, ride from terminal to terminal. But
so you just step in. There's no pilot. It just takes you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I assume you can step in with cocktail if it's not dry January.
I go back to the old adage. Does your computer fail? Does your iPhone fail? Hey, what's a couple of hundred deaths out of a million people flying the autonomous thing?
By the way, Shu, way off on the film that you named, and these people are all over you on the text machine. It was The Fifth Element, not The Sixth Sense.
Oh, right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wrong number, wrong movie. I apologize. That's right. The Sixth Sense was the... Bruce Willis was dead at the end,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
Right. Spoiler alert!
He's dead! He's been dead the whole time!
Spoiler alert. It was The Fifth Element. Speaking of nerdism and movies, did you see the shot that was fired across your bow by Channel 7 weatherman Jeremy Reiner last night?
Yes, I did.
So,
yes.
Reiner was tweeting about the weather,
yep.
And he said that it had turned over to just freezing rain in Stowe.
Mm-hmm.
And some dodo brain said, who's going to scrape Greg Hill's car in the morning? And Reiner responded and said, Shu will, because he lost the nerd off.
Oh,
I mean, that sounds to me like he's pounding on his chest and flexing his weather muscles over there.
Yeah. Don't stand for that, Shu dog.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah. That's great, Reiner. Okay.
All right.
I mean, if you want a rematch, I invite it.
We should have a rematch between you two.
We can do maybe just dedicated to those really crappy prequels that they released. How about that?
All right. It is 6:59, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. Coming up in just a little bit, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. We'll do that at 8. So you can leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463. Before that, though, at 7:20, just in time for Valentine's Day, a Cape Cod man has learned that what he put in a shower is never romantic. So we will get to that coming up at 7:20. This is Jesse on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Jesse?
How's it going, everybody?
How are you, brother?
Pretty good. It's Jesse the Fish Nerd.
Ow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.